Hello, 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 my unusuals. How are you guys? Listen, this is episode 9, and as you probably can tell, I'm not as hype as I normally am, but I am, my spirit is high, and tonight is different. Actually, it's 1:29 a.m., May 16, 2020. And yesterday, the 15th, I woke up in such joy. I can't explain it. I just know that God is speaking. God wants your attention. God wants you to seek Him for your next move, your next thought, your next action, reaction. He just wants you guys. Like, I don't care what the world or what science or what false prophets are trying to rise and make you believe otherwise, but there is no hurt nor harm in Christ, and He paid the price for your life already, and so there's nothing that can hold you back from getting to Him. And it's someone right now who is confused because social media makes you think that you can believe in the universe and God together. Social media make you think that you can live your life the way you want to and God is pleased. And I'm here to tell you, as God has shared with me, that that is not true. And to not be deceived, it's in His word. I'm going to call this episode Damage Control Part 2 because the first one, He let us know that He created us in full completion. So no matter the wrong turns we take, don't matter the decisions we make, you still have an expected end. And if you're not dead, it's not over. So don't die in your mistakes. Don't let the enemy magnify your mistakes and make you think that life is over. It is not. You know, I like to share my testimony to you guys to let you know if He did it for me, He'll do it for you. I'm not perfect. Okay? I've made so many mistakes. I've intentionally did the opposite of what I knew was right. Okay, I lived for 10 years in a lie. I lived for 10 years in a secret that could have potentially tore up my fruit. Okay, and so it was a moment that when I began my deliverance process, because deliverance is a process. It's not a moment. It's not an event. It's not a one-time situation. Once I began my deliverance process, then I was able to reveal that lie to who needed to hear and needed to be released from that lie, all because God told me, I got you. God told me, give me your secret. Give me your past. Give me your hurt. Give me your shame. Give me your defeat. Give me your embarrassment. And when I gave it to Him, that's when I began to start my healing process and deliverance. And that's when I was able to release the people who were attached to the secret. So I just come to the ones who are discouraged right now, who thinking that what you've done and the secrets you're holding is too bad for God to use you or forgive you and wipe away that mess. Like, listen, healing is freedom. And when Jesus came and laid His life down for us, He wiped all that away. He took up that mess so that we could walk in freedom. So stop allowing a lie to dictate whether you are wrong or right. As I said in the last episode of Damage Control, why not seek the one who has the plan for your life? No one else on this earth can tell you the plans that God has for you. That's His word. It has not been given to any man that's walking this earth. You have to get in position and know that God is not mad. He's not pleased, but He's not so mad that He will not take you in and purify you. Because when you are in Christ, you are made new. So all old things must pass away. You just have to believe that. You got to believe that. It took me to believe that for me to get here where I'm at, where I am today. Can't nobody tell me nothing that God hasn't told me. And that's on period. But I want to share the scripture with you guys, because I think the reason why non-believers can't really believe God is who He says He is, because you don't know the fullness of God. And you have, again, you have so many people teaching and trying to make you understand on a human level. And God cannot be explained through human wisdom. He will make a human that tries to explain him look foolish. And he will come through and show you a move that no one can explain. And all you could know to know is that that was God. That's how miraculous he is. That's the power he holds. That's why it's unusual for a sinner like me to stand before you and let you know the power in Christ. And so to help someone understand the fullness of God, this is what happened when Christ was in flesh. He was a visible image of the invisible God. And I'm going to come from Colossians 1, verse 15. And this is the New Living Translation. And it says that Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. And if you read your Bible, the way that we know that Christ was visible, because he was in fleshly form when he came to earth and walked the 3 years of his ministry. That's why we know, that's why you have references to what God did in fleshly form as Christ. So Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. And that's where the confusion comes in, because people will worship the universe versus God on the throne, or they'll compare the universe to God, is because they think they can see the universe because they see the sky. But if you really look at the sky, I mean, to even know how clouds are formed, you have to know that there has to be a God, a living God, to allow clouds to form in the day and at night stars appear. For the universe to not even be a thing as far as a living thing, I mean, but it's not something that can speak your name. It's nothing that can heal you like the living God. You can't say that the universe is walking around. And I'm going here, and I know, you know, a lot of people will be offended, but that's what you have to take up with God. Right now, I'm just yielding to be a vessel right now. I want to kill the confusion, the lies, the costumes that are being worn in place of what is true. It's a lot of things that I can't be a part of because it's mixy, right? It's not standing in truth for what I'm standing on and what God wants his people to see as flat out truth. And so if I'm going to obey to the call of my life, there's a lot of things that I can't do anymore because I will have to pay for that. And I'm at a place where I don't want my destiny getting cut. No, I don't want it to be delayed no more. My destiny is not going to be delayed anymore from my intentional wrongdoings. Okay. So to continue on with the scripture, everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. That is powerful. If God says that he in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, God made us in their image. So if the scripture says that greater is he that is in me, then if you have accepted Christ into your heart, then God is pleased to live in you because you're going to be a living example of who God is. So if anybody, you have the false gods that's walking around, the lowercase g, gods that are walking around wanting you to worship them, but they're hurting you. They're leading you to destruction. And that right there alone is a lie. Because Christ didn't walk the earth and destroy anyone. He brought truth. And God was pleased to live in Christ. And so through him, God was able to reconcile everything to himself. That's why we have to glorify and praise and bless God. Through Christ's bloodshed, it reconciled us sinners to even be here today. He paid the price for you. He paid the price to get you out of depression. He paid the price to get you out of that hurt that you received from loved ones. He paid the price to get you out of regret, out of shame, out of defeat. Jesus paid the price. Debt is canceled. Paid in full. You are free. So what the enemy is doing, since he is lurking on earth, he wants to trick you and make you think that Jesus didn't pay the price for you and that you owe him something. All you owe him is the life, your life that he paid for. You don't have to do anything but surrender, repent, turn 180. Let's stop with the 360s, because the 360s is nothing but a cycle. If you're doing 360s, you're continuing in your sin. You're continuing in the shame, in the defeat, in the jealousness, in the unforgiveness, and the enemy laughing. And I'm going to tell you, you know, because we are so led on feelings, when something make you feel good, you're going to continue thriving in it. But that's not it. Because in Christ, everything is not going to feel good, but it's for your good. But when you working, when you in your flesh and everything feel good, that same feel good going to turn around and not feel good. And it's not going to be worked out for your good while you operating in the flesh. We just have to be real. You got to get in your word. You got to build that relationship with someone who saw your life, saw you as man has told you that you're not worthy. God saw you as worthy. He saw fit to die for you. He saw fit to get off of his throne and come down and humble himself to meet you where you are, because of the love he has for you and because he see you as deserving and worthy. He loves you despite what you have done. It's nothing that you're going to be able to do to fill the void that only God can fill. I know. I'm a living testimony. So to finish out Colossians 1, this is verse 21. So this includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Are you listening? These are the secrets that the enemy want to keep from you. So he keeps trying to display God as an enemy. But it says right here in the word, Colossians 1, 21. If you don't hear nothing else tonight, this includes you. It is meaning that when he made peace with Christ, and when he was pleased to live in Christ, this includes you, as I just said. When he made us in their image, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he made us in their image, then he is pleased to live in you. It's nothing that you have done that can separate you. It said it here. This includes you who were once far away from God. We were far away before Jesus came. We were enemies to God. We were sinners. Okay? So that's when it says that salvation is free, because it's nothing that we can do to get it. He paid the price, because we wouldn't be able to obey the law from the Old Testament. If you go back in Genesis, I believe, is when the first humankind was on earth. God was so upset and displeased with them, he wiped them out. He was angry. And that's another thing. We living, we walking around here doing our own thing, living in full blown sin, and acting as if the wrath of God is just gone. People love to say love is love and not to judge. And it's like, God is like, I love you, yes. And I'm gonna correct you out of love, and he's gonna judge us. That don't mean he don't love us, but he's gonna judge us. So no man walking this earth can judge you, and we have to be careful, because the way we judge others, he will judge us. That's Bible. But the thing is, when he sent his vessels to speak a word that he's given them, it's not judgmental, it's correction. It's warning before destruction. Love is wanting to correct you when you're in the wrong, and when one can see that you literally allowing the enemy to deceive you, and your soul is not going to go to heaven. That's another thing. You have people that are trying to convince others that there's not a heaven or hell. You got people trying to convince people that you can speak to your ancestors. A dead thing is dead. It has no life. That's why there's only one true living God. If you're speaking to ancestors, those are demons. So be careful. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. So God has said that once Jesus came to reconcile, that brought you into his own presence. And you are holy and you are blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. God sees us through the blood of Jesus. If Jesus was perfect and he saw no wrong in Jesus Christ, that's how he see you. Stop fighting against the love of God. That's the crazy part. You say that love is love, but yet you won't surrender. You won't give your all to him. So do you really believe that he loves you unconditionally? Because what are you running from? You're running because you're so caught up with whether man please versus if God is pleased. And yes, a father will discipline you when you are doing wrong. That don't mean he doesn't love you. Colossians 1 verse 23. Now this is I always read, when I study the word, it's always like a cause and effect. Because people only want to go by the blessings and the good part of the word. The feel good part of the word versus the correction part. But I love to, if you read the Bible, it's going to read you. Okay. It's going to correct you before you can try to correct somebody else. And so on and so on. So I read it like a cause and effect. So it's like if this happens, then this will be. And this separates the sinners from God's people. So it says, verse 23, but you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. The good news has been preached all over the world, but you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. So there's only one truth, and that's Christ. If you're not coming from Christ, it's a lie. If we live in any way other than what the principles of the Bible says we are to live and who we are, we're living in a lie. When I was out there in the world, I was living a lie. That's not who God said I was. But I believed it. I adapted to it because it felt good. I had control over what I was doing when I was of the world. But that was a lie. And the enemy made me think that I had to keep doing that to be accepted. I had to keep doing that to keep getting the attention. It wasn't good attention, cause look at me now. Look. Let me fix that. I'm amazing right now, but it's just like when you chasing the things of the world that makes you feel good. If you do not yield and repent, then you'll be continue to living in misery. You'll continue to live in that mask of lies. So, right, look at me now. I yielded to that lie. I got rid of that lie because I got into the truth, which was the word of God. Okay? Once I started reading my book, studying and praying and talking to God and getting my relationship stronger, now I'm sitting here living my best life for real, for real. So yes, look at me now. And y'all know I tell my story. I show who I was then, and it don't look good. But I do that to show y'all the glory of God. I wouldn't have been able to show y'all those things if I had never been delivered from that thing. Because, honey, when my daughter looked at my picture today, from when I was out in the world, she was like, "Mom, oh my gosh, you were ugly." And I said, "Yes, I was." And that lets me know that sin has a look. You might think the enemy trying to make you think you look good and you popping in that sin. But I'm here to tell you, sister and my brother, it does not look good. And you won't realize it until you come up out of it. But damage control, his grace, his hands was on me while I was out there ugly in sin, doing the opposite of what my destiny is. And the most powerful thing about that is he had his hands on me because I made it out. My best friend turned sister didn't make it out. It could have been me. It should have been me. I'm not saying I'm better than my friends or the ones who didn't make it out. We all know people who didn't make it out. It's just, it's a praise because now I need to surrender my life over because you didn't let me die in that, in those lies. And so that's really where I'm coming from tonight, this morning. Don't get caught up in that. Right? Because we don't know the time nor the hour, or we don't know how many more chances we have to get out those lies and the confusion and the trick of the enemy. He's powerless until we give him the power. Yes, he does things that make you think that he is a God, but he's a lowercase g. He ain't got no power. He's a clown. Okay? The word says that you are holy. The word says that God, by Jesus dying, it brought you into his own presence. And you stand before him without a single fault. So why are you dwelling? Why are you lying down in your faults and wrongs? Because the enemy wants you to think that because of your faults, you have to stay below what God has called you to. And that is a lie. He is the father of all lies. He's the father of lies. He can't do nothing but lie. Stop listening to him. He has made some people live in a whole lie and make it look like it's right, because they might say God blessed them in the life they live in. And that's a lie, because the enemy can bless you too. Long as you're doing what he wants you to do, he gonna reward you. But it's going to come to an end. And I just want to come to y'all and just let you know, don't get caught up in that. You have a bigger, better life in Christ. You just got to believe the real truth, the truth. And it's in the word. You don't have to keep seeking for what's the real truth if you just open up the Bible. We got to stop being led by our feelings. Yes, people that has claimed to be Christ-like has hurt some people. God didn't do that. Man did. And we know what man can do. But we know that God is not a man that he shall lie. God is not a man that he has to repent. So nothing in the Holy Bible is a lie. It's instructions for your life to get you to destiny and up out them lies and up out the darkness, because he has pulled you out of darkness. Y'all know that's my favorite scripture. He has pulled you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the light and the darkness, it don't mix. Because I told y'all before, like back in one of my episodes, you know, if you look at light fixtures, where they at? The light comes from the top, not the bottom. Ain't no light down there. So get up. The enemy been playing you. You know you in the wrong. And that's the conviction of the Holy Spirit, because he don't want you to stay in the wrong. I don't want you to stay in the wrong. I was in the wrong. I told y'all 10 years. 10 years. If I had died in that, oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't die in it. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. And I know that he's wanting, his desires is to do the same for you. In Christ, you are a new creature. Old things must pass away. Renewed minds. Renewed minds. You can't go before God and surrender and not get up different. And you know the cliche statement that I don't like, and Lord, you correct me if I'm in error. People love to hold on to this cliche statement. Everybody has a process. God's still working on me. He ain't through with me yet. Where you're right, there is a process, but when will you begin to start progressing? God, actually, being that God knows your end before the beginning, he is through with you. You are in the way. You're not through with doing what you love to do and what makes you feel good, that's keeping you from your destiny. You keep delaying your destiny. You keep blocking what is for you because you like what you're doing. And how do I know that? Because I liked what I was doing. It felt good. But it was fake. It wasn't real. It wasn't a real feel good, because when I got home, it didn't feel good no more until I got ready to put on my costume of sin. So stop with the cliche statements. That ain't nothing to keep you stuck. That's to keep you stuck. As long as somebody can say it's my process, that longer you gonna stay in your mess. Begin to progress. Like, think about it. Think about it. If we continue to wait on meat the process, we wouldn't have no food. If we had to wait for a car to be processed and be completed, we wouldn't have nothing to drive. At some point in time, you got to start progressing, and change has, like, you got to level up. Each level requires you, and there is a completed version of you. But as long as you keep staying in the process state, you're never going to be, you're never going to see your completed end. You will see it on judgment day, but you won't be able to walk it out on earth. So again, I wanted to come on here and share that, because listen, we breaking chains, man. We breaking curses. We breaking chains. We coming for the enemy head, and I know he going to be mad. So I'm going to get off here and I'm going to pray and cover myself. And if I have some prayer warriors who listen, I need you to cover me as well. But if not, I got me, okay? God got me. He told me before I came on, I got you. I got you covered. Just speak. Open your mouth. But we coming for his head. As long as he lingering and lurking and you biting the bait, he gonna keep you where you at. But it's time to level up. God said there is no fault in his presence. You are holy. You are righteous. You are royal. Come to him. Surrender. Accept him in your life, in your heart, and not just lip service, but have your life to show Christ. Just like Jesus Christ walked, God was pleased to live in Christ. Is God pleased living in you right now? Is he pleased? Because you know he don't dwell in sin. Don't walk away. Don't take yourself out of his hand, because nothing can separate nothing can separate us from God. But if you're going to choose to live a life unpleasing to him intentionally, let's surrender right now. Let's rebuke the plan of the enemy. Let's cancel it. Break the strongholds. Cancel the lies off your life. Go to him. He's waiting for you. Again, he knows your end. Seek him. Seek his will for your life. He will reveal secrets to you. He will reveal to you what you're doing wrong and what you need to do. And it'll be up to you to make that decision. Because he don't force it. He don't force himself on anyone. But if you can walk around here saying his love is unconditional, return it back. A relationship is to be reciprocated, right? So if you know he loves you unconditionally, love him unconditionally. It ain't about no control things, all these false things about who God is. Stop listening to these false believers, because they are here. God gave me warning yesterday in my prayer time. There will be people to rise up and say, Lord, Lord, and say that I'm the Messiah and say that follow me. And God told me clear to follow me and do not go ahead of me. That was my instruction. So I can't make no decisions on my own. If God ain't leading me, I can't go. I'm not going. If he ain't say go left, I ain't going left. But you can have the same type of relationship with Jesus Christ today, right now, 2:03 a.m. Get on your knees, cry out, ask God to come into your life and purify you, cleanse you, and start seeking him for what it is that he wants for you to do. Chill on asking him to bless you with material things and ask him, how can I be a servant pleasing to your eyes, Lord? So thank you again to all of my listeners. I thank God that I'm able to sit before you when I come on to share his word, his love, his glory. God gets all the glory. I praise God. I love God. I worship God. He comes first in my life. I thank him for not taking his hands off of me. And so he has his hands on you as well. That's why you haven't died in the hurt. I know it hurts. And I know it's some things that you can't get past. But guess what? If you're listening to me, he hasn't took his hands off of you. He's waiting to heal you. So don't keep letting the enemy keep you down in the dark. He's a liar. He can't tell you the truth. I love you. I'm rooting for you. I'm praying for you. I'm believing in you. It's not over until God says it's over. So again, I thank you guys for listening. I thank you for allowing me to pour into your life. Continue to reach out to me. I love talking to you guys. I love getting to know you. I love being able to help you if I can. If you are needing one-on-one coaching, I will put the link in the notes so that you can book me. I'm here for you. God brought me here so that I can be a vessel on earth. And we're going to get that deliverance. We're going to get that healing because we are whole in Christ. And we can't half step. God said we whole. Jesus said at the end on the cross, it is finished. So we're walking in that. So if you would like to reach out to me, email. My email address is unusualwisdom20@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram at Tiffany_LATICEE. Come see me. Come talk to me. I would love to meet you guys. I would love to sit with you one-on-one. I would love to pray with you because I'm here on assignment and I'm walking in obedience unapologetically with love, but unapologetically, excuse me. God paid a price for my life. I'm his. So therefore, what he say, I will do. But he has plans for you as well. So I love you all. Be encouraged, be blessed, and get to Jesus.